With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump settles his defamation lawsuit with ABC News and George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos said in an interview that a jury found Trump liable for rape in the case of E. Jean Carroll, which is an untrue statement. The network agreed to pay $15 million and issue a public apology. Incoming Senate Majority Leader John Thune is setting an aggressive schedule for 2025.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Senator Thune shares his outlook for the coming Congress.
We got a two-year window here to get a lot of things done, and we intend to make good use of it.
The incoming majority leader says the GOP-led Senate needs to help President-elect Donald Trump establish his sprawling agenda on day one of his second term, from approving cabinet selections to helping pare down the federal government and reining in the federal budget. The South Dakota senator thinks the major points could be achieved by next summer. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, two men are in custody after flying a drone dangerously close to Boston's Logan International Airport Saturday afternoon. Three suspects were found on a nearby island, two arrested. Storms across the U.S. bring heavy snow, dangerous ice, and a tornado to California.
A rare Central California tornado touched down Saturday in Scotts Valley, tossing cars, uprooting trees, and sending several people to the hospital. The National Weather Service says it's the first since records have been kept. Meteorologist Dalton Berenger.
EF1 tornado that produced winds up to 90 miles per hour.
In San Francisco, 80 mile per hour winds did damage, but did not rise to a tornado.
We're not on to something, you know, new and unprecedented here. It's kind of more like luck of the draw.
Elsewhere, more than a foot of snow fell at some Lake Tahoe ski resorts. A 112 mile per hour gust was recorded at Mammoth Mountain. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Fairfax County Circuit Court has refused to quash a lawsuit filed by students against the school. A 500-year-old Torah scroll. It was discovered in the basement of one of Assad's palaces and testifies to the thriving Jewish community that long existed in Syria. Paul came to Christ on the road to Damascus, where he was planning to persecute believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for kids after independent experts found there was an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing the meds. The decision is a major blow to the queer trans agenda and reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such surgical procedures for kids. The decision extends an emergency ban that was upheld by a London judge in July. This is SRN News. The European Central Bank is cutting interest rates by a quarter percentage point.
The cut comes amid signs of weakening growth and concern about the impact of political chaos in France and the possibility of new U.S. import tariffs. The bank's rate-setting committee made the decision to lower the benchmark rate from 3.25% to 3%. Lower rates should support growth amid signs that the post-pandemic recovery is slowing in the 20 countries that use the euro currency.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. President Trump settles his defamation lawsuit with ABC News and George Stephanopoulos. The president-elect filed the suit in March after Stephanopoulos said in an interview that a jury found Trump liable for rape in the case of E. Jean Carroll, which is untrue. The network agreed to pay $15 million and issue a public apology. Trump will give the money to charity. More details at SRNnews.com.